Carolinal by Dean Blaze. Carolinal, day zero. Excitement builds a wall. They keep sleep at bay. Hot, sticky night, just right for resin. Rivendell awaits, like a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Would that I could fly. I would soar at night over rooftops and trees, the wind in my face, my hair slapping my shoulders briskly. Alone in the sky, the moon as my beacon, I would never come back. Day one, sore ass. Made St. Louis, still ghastly as ever. Extremely incoherent dreams during napping. Seems I remember a kangaroo and a giant chocolate vibrator. More later. Eyeballed by hot black chicks at Amoco, St. Louis is the woody city. No Asians in sight, though. Probably on the west side of town. No pissers! Two so-called convenience stores. No pissers! Oh well, I've got a dry pocket for a while. Das Motel looms in the distance. Morgan's restaurant to the right, Hardy's to the left. Just past Mel's Motel, awaiting the Dicky Bastard Massage Parlor. Oh my god! It's the Hypermart! Early day two. Whoa. Just past Licking River in Kentucky. Shot all over myself. Twice. Moorhead is 2 miles away. Can't wait. Still early, day two, snore. Waiting in the squalid, putrid bus station. People mill about aimlessly, waiting on a bus or a fix. Small green tendrils of smoke ascend from their drink machines and food machines, filling the room with a stench known only to bus station inhabitants and the rats beneath them. Time creeps by at a snail's pace. Almost no sleep in 28 hours. Face greasy and hair windblown. One arm sunburned, glowing red, painfully red. A trucker's tan. Background giggles from young Asian girls breaks the almost silent station, shrilling above the video games covered with scars from hundreds of cigarette butts. No one home, long distance. We'll try again later. Midday two, it's damn hot. Finally got through to Doug, and then to Tim. Spent the rest of the time dodging an extremely disgusting fat lady who was lonely and followed me around talking nonstop. White chunks of something, puke, maggots? Flickering out of her mouth on the tip of her enormous cow-like tongue. The only seat left was next to a large man who took up most of both seats. Still more sweat and body odor. When he got off, yet another fat lady took his place. Still more sweat. Still fucking more sweat. strange, fever-like dreams. Dreams of kidnapping the bus driver with my blunt, broken-tipped pocket knife and forcing him to drive like a human instead of a turtle. The people cheer me on with cries of, "Kill him, bastard! Slit his fucking throat!" Still waiting at the station. At least this one has air conditioning. Considering following through on my dream. Final day. Whew! Made it finally. No sign of Wiz. Bum cigarettes and cries of "Feed a poor brother" rang in my ears. Found Tim. Ride home in an ash gray B&W, just like old times. What a beautiful child. Almost makes me want one of my own. Almost. Nice house. Being a yuppie has its advantages. The Miller days. Lots of beer and good food. Fun computer games. Reminiscing and the like. Talk about everything I've missed in the last 3 years. Morgan has just turned 2, and I have to keep reminding myself of it. He speaks in almost complete sentences, and he articulates very well. Very intelligent child. We'll watch him do something and repeat it exactly. Has a grin that will shatter the most determined resolve. Can play video games very well and is extremely independent. More beer. Still more good food. I actually like Alicia. Was dreading that part of the trip. Nice and pleasant to be around. Good sense of humor. Wiz is the best father I've ever seen. It suits him well. More beer. More beer. More beer. More beer. Greenville, day 1. After the 4th, yes, beer, 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 and good food galore. We went to Greenville. Saw Sally and Margaret, no change. Went to Caesar's Head, got more beer, and was instantly transported back in time. The only difference being Alicia instead of Tippy and Beamer instead of a prelude. Went to see Dad, same old thing. Janet is still a condescending bitch, and I still hate her. Dad said Jana would be back Monday and would take me back to Charlotte, so I stayed. He wanted to go hiking on Sunday. Nah. Went to see Patty and Mel. Knocked on the door and Patty opened it and flew out into my arms as she and Mel screamed, "Boo!" Lots of hugs and kisses. Stinky was there too. Just like old times, only better. Went and got Peshu. What a doll. Also got a collection of vodka, tequila, and Seagram 7. Got some Midori and beer and started drinking at 3:30. Drunk by 7 and drinking all night. Crashed around 2 a.m. Pay's hair in my face. Around 6 a.m. I woke to a white, blinding pain. Pay had rolled over and kneed me into cojones. Day 2 and 3. Everybody showed up to party with me. Woke up and started on the beer again. Spent all day drinking and viewing the pics of old times. Lots of hugs and kisses still. Tippy called me from Atlanta. She's on her way. Mixed up some special drinkies and melon balls. Tippy's here. big long hug with lots of crying and laughing. She looks damn good. Doing well in Atlanta. Nice car. 91 Mustang. These last 2 days have been the best in a long time. Don't want to go back to BFC Kansas, but fucking Egypt. Crashed late, up early, drinking again, went out to eat and paid for me. Tippy took me to Dad's. Long, tearful goodbye. Walked in and Dad freaked. He didn't know I'd stayed. Oh well. Feigned a hangover. Didn't have to act much. Rode back with Cuz Jaina. Talked about old times. Donovan called, all wigged out. Made me nervous and curious. Back at Wiz's. More good food and beer. Lots of quality time with Morgan. More beer. Early morning, goodbye. OTB on the bus. Back on the bus. And yes, you guessed it. An enormously fat lady sat on / next to me. She even had a kid on her lap. Or mine. Slept with my head at impossible angles. Sleeping OTB always gives me strange dreams, like fever dreams on acid. Dreamt all of my teeth fell out. Put them under my pillow for the tooth fairy. I awoke with a start as the fairy took my teeth from under my pillow. It was the gummer! She blew me for each tooth. Still OTB. An obnoxious drunk know-it-all sat next to me. He reeked of gin and dentacrine. He wouldn't shut up for hours. He had to tell me everything he knew. He finally crashed, head lolling to the side like a newborn baby, coming to a rest on my arm. The stench at close range was almost unbearable, challenging even my rot-gut stomach to hold back my spew. He awoke where he left off, reeking and elbowing my side for me to laugh at his guttural musings, most of which I couldn't understand. I'm from Chicago, South Side. I knows every drug house, every down there. Gimme that Red Rock in a day. I's got to get some for long. I'm going crazy. Wonderful. A crackhead booze hound talking about seizures from DTs. All I need now is some bastard behind me holding a bomb. Fucking A. Nothing like mass transit in the good old USA. Nashville, Tennessee, and an hour and a half layover. Approached by a seedy looking customer with 10-year-old clothes and 3 gold teeth.
What's up, man?
Tired of riding the bus.
I got something to make your ride a little smoother. $2 a joint.
I'm broke. Got no cash.
Tell you what. I see a time. Say a dime bag for $5.
Sorry. Sat next to a really nice, normal-sized lady for once. A normal person on the bus. Wow. Pretty girl sitting in front of me. Kept catching her eyes on me. raining like a bastard. Slippery, eerie emotions slide through the night, catching me unaware. Ears popping up and down the hills. 100 voices, some hushed, some loud. Mine's the only one that matters. But I'm not talking. I'm speaking in black ink. People stare, what's wrong with the boy? People stare, what's wrong with the boy? Eyeballs again, I feel them. I can hear the juices as the eyes move up and down my body. Slosh, slosh, slosh. Over the sound of the droning bus. Darkness overcomes. Darkness comes over. Still OTB. Sat next to yet another normal person. Two in a row. Sat next to yet another normal person. Two in a row. Driver got all of us lost. 2 hours lost. Long, disgusting ride. Bumps, cracking teeth, and mashing lips. Made St. Louis barely in time to catch the next bus. Sat next to a subversive. An interesting person. A free thinker. Shush, not so loud. Shush, not so loud. He is going to Colorado for a mega concert. Then we'll hitch back to Miami, Florida. Deadhead. Zappa freak. Better all the time. Made KC at 8:30 a.m. Missed my bus by, you guessed it, 2 hours. Now, must wait till 2 p.m. for the next bus. And won't get back till 7 p.m. Fuck me, you ugly son of a bitch. Maybe you should stay with your mama. She could do your laundry and cook for you. Maybe you should stay with your mama. You're really kind of stupid and ugly too. You ain't really made for being out on the street. Ain't much hope for a fool like you. Because if you play the game, you will get beat. Still waiting. The dregs of the universe go greyhound. A lot of strangeness, sort of human-shaped. All with a story to tell, usually involving no one that you know. Just like Dick's grandma. Only 1 hour till showtime, folks. Come into the snack bar. Delicious hot doggies. Melt-watering popcorn and cease-quivering sodas. Also, we'll be waiting for you. Slurp. OTB for the last time. Just finished Bill's naked lunch. Fucking unbelievable. Hard to write. The bus is a huge silver and blue vibrator. Guy sat next to me, nice enough, but must be really lonely. Always talks, stutters occasionally, but not too bad. I say we do a number 6. That's where we go riding, womping, raping the shit out of everything. Stopped briefly in Lawrence, looked for Bill, didn't see him. Not even sure if he lives here, but I seem to remember something along those lines. In Kentucky, the driver came on the radio and told us that the police frequently stop buses and search for drugs with dogs. Pissed me off. But I'm not holding, so no big deal. Not now, anyway. due in at 6:40. Never thought I'd be glad to come back. I guess Greyhound does have its advantages.